ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very interesting question, and that question is related to a topic which is one of the virtues within Islam. I'm speaking, of course, of the recitation of the Holy Quran, Tilawatul Quran. As you know, the Quran is the book of God, it is the book of Muslims, and you know, all Muslims learn the Quran and are taught to recite it, and you know, they recite it ever since they're children. But like every good act, this good act, it has certain etiquettes, and today on The Key, we want to look and examine and ask, what are the etiquettes of the recitation of the Holy Quran? So let's look at this topic by taking inspiration from the hadith which have been narrated regarding this topic. In one beautiful hadith, it's been narrated that the Holy Prophet said, "Clean the path of the Quran." He was asked, "O Messenger of Allah, and what is the path of the Quran?" He replied, "Your mouths." They asked, "How should we clean them?" He said, "By brushing them with a cleanser, a siwak, a toothbrush." Right. So one of the etiquettes of the Holy Quran, of reciting the Holy Quran, is that when we recite the Holy Quran, we should brush our teeth before we do so. Right. Another etiquette of reciting the Holy Quran, which we are all aware of, is that we should seek refuge in God when we recite the Holy Quran. In the Holy Quran itself, God mentions this and alludes to this when he says, "When you recite the Quran, seek the protection of God against the outcast Satan." فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَئِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, when he was asked about seeking refuge at the beginning of every chapter, he said, "Yes, seek refuge in God from the outcast Satan." And he mentioned that the outcast is the most wicked of Satans. In another verse of the Holy Quran, we read one of the other etiquettes of reciting the Holy Quran, and that is that we should recite the Holy Quran in a measured tone. Allah says, "وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا." Recite the Quran in a measured tone. And the Holy Prophet said, with respect to this verse, he said, "Recite it clearly," meaning this, he interpreted this verse in this way, "Recite it clearly, do not disperse it prosaically, nor rave it like raving poetry." Meaning it's not poetry, should be recited slowly, but not too slowly, in a measured way. "Stop where it mentions wonders and move the hearts with it. And do not let your only concern be to finish the end of the chapter." Right? Sometimes we get preoccupied with finishing what we're reading of the Holy Quran. We're going to get to, you know, a certain point, and we hurriedly recite it. So this is incorrect, and we should try to avoid doing this. Another etiquette of reciting the Holy Quran is contemplation or tadabbur. In one verse of the Holy Quran, we read, "It is a blessed book that we have sent down to you, so that they may contemplate its signs, and that those who possess intellect may take admonition." So the contemplation of the verses of the Holy Quran, this is another etiquette that should be observed while reciting it. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the etiquettes of the Holy Quran in light of its verses and the hadith of the infallibles. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program, The Key, on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.